Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our devotion this evening is Psalm 51, reading David's words there in verses 7 to 9. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of our Advent Lord Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God. As I was writing the sermon for this evening, I was listening to Christmas carols on Spotify, the streaming service. It's time. Thanksgiving's passed. Thanksgiving's over. The celebration of our Savior's coming is quickly approaching. And so it's fitting and quite common that radio stations, both on regular radio or on satellite or these streaming services for your phone or computer, are offering many places and opportunities to listen to Christmas carols. Pastor Bodie has prepared for our midweek Advent services the theme, A Treasury of Carols. And we'll be looking at three sermons that involve or surround or point to some familiar carols that we hear this time of year. Now, the first one that we have for this evening is Let It Snow, or Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, depending on where you look. Although this is more of a winter song, we have come to associate it greatly with the season of Christmas. But can't you just hear Dean Martin crooning that thought? It doesn't matter if the weather outside is frightful. So what if the fire is slowly dying? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now during this Advent season, a season of repentance, thus the purple Advent pyramids, during this season of repentance we'll be paying particular attention to our sins and the guilt of our sins and the punishment those sins deserve. And when we look at all of that, wouldn't we have to agree that they are frightful? They are frightful because they hurt others and they damn us. All of us, like those embers in the fireplace, are slowly dying because the wages of sin is death, not just temporal death, but even eternal death. The complete separation of body and soul from the presence of God through eternity. But I'll say, so what? So what about all that sin and all that guilt and all that trouble and all that death? All those frightful things in our lives? Because God has covered over all of those so deeply that he cannot see them himself. He has covered them so deeply as snow, a blanket of snow, covers the earth. And that leads us to our first theme, the Advent Lord lets it snow forgiveness. And because of that, we'll see two things. That we are whiter than snow. And secondly, that we have reason to celebrate. Psalm 51, as you're aware, is one of the penitential psalms. Did those first believers who shared David's faith, when they confessed, "I admit my rebellious acts, against you, you only have I sinned, and I have done evil in your eyes," would those first singers of Song 51 have gotten it when David made the comparison that through Christ we are whiter than snow as a metaphor for forgiveness? David certainly got it. The Holy Spirit inspired him to use that very illustration of snow. We will be whiter than snow through the forgiveness that is ours in Christ Jesus. David got it because he wrote this psalm after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba and was guilty of the murder of her husband Uriah. They would get it because it does snow in Jerusalem. And it does snow in Israel and surrounding areas. Not like Houghton, Michigan, or not like Buffalo, New York. But snow was not uncommon in Israel. In fact, Mount Hermon, which lies on the border between Syria and Lebanon, during the winter has its peak covered in snow. And in the spring, that snow melts, and that melting snow, or what David calls dew, as we'll see in a minute, comes down the mountainside and waters the fertile land at its base, extending out quite a ways. And that melting snow, or that dew of Mount Hermon, refills the Jordan River after it's almost dried up from that long hot summer. And David, in another psalm, uses that illustration. He wrote in Psalm 133, verse 3, speaking of our unity as brothers in Christ in this context, "But it is like the dew," or the waters, or the melting snow, "it is like the dew from Hermon running down on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands this blessing, life to eternity." Our Advent, Lord, lets it snow forgiveness on us. And that forgiveness leads us to life to eternity. In that forgiveness, we are whiter than snow. The Son of God came down to this earth and became a human being, and with his holy, innocent life and his holy, sacrificial death as our substitute, became our forgiveness, became our life, not only our spiritual life, not only our temporal life, but also our eternal life, so that there is timeless life in the presence of God in the future for us in heaven. You and I are constantly reminded that the Bethlehem Star and Calvary's cross are closely tied together. They are closely united. And we remind ourselves of that so that we remember that that indeed is the case. But in this season of repentance, with David acknowledging our sins, we recognize that the weather outside is frightful, as we sing in the Christmas carol, "Let It Snow." But here we don't mean meteorological weather or the outside when it comes to the normal activities of life. The weather outside is frightful because of our sins and because of the sins of others. Think of how frightful we make our lives when we go against God's word, when we disobey His will. Think how frightful life becomes when we don't trust in Him, when we don't rely on Him, when we don't put ourselves into His hands, when we don't use our sanctified judgment like we should, but then rely on science or politics or some other man-made thing to help us. How frightful that makes the weather outside in our lives, the spiritual weather in our lives. The weather's not much better inside either, is it? It isn't quite that cozy, warm, perfect, satisfying place that we sing about in Let It Snow. Think about your thoughts today or last week. Think about your designs and our plans and our choices and our decisions about how we're going to go about living our lives as the children of God. The weather inside is pretty frightful too, isn't it? We can see why we are slowly dying because of our sin. But over all that, our Advent Lord lets it snow forgiveness. And we are whiter than snow. We will be whiter than snow. We are already whiter than snow through our holy baptisms, through our repentant reception of the Lord's Supper, through the hearing of the gospel of the crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Over all that sin and all that guilt and all that death and all that frightfulness, instead of rightful retribution, our Advent Lord lets it snow forgiveness every day of our lives in Christ. You and I have become like Christ. We are wearing the white robe of Christ, of His holiness and His perfection. And one day, when our Advent Lord comes again, that match, that being like Him, will become visible. It will become evident as we spend eternity in our white robes of Christ's righteousness. And we will look just like Him. When Daniel saw God, the Ancient of Days, this is how he was dressed. The Ancient of Days clothing was white as snow. Our Advent Lord lets it snow. Forgiveness fits in with what we sang in our hymn right before the sermon. Oh, how blessed it is to know, were as scarlet my transgression, it shall be as white as snow by your blood and bitter passion. So, we have cause for celebration. Our evening's Christmas carol, Let It Snow, concludes with the thought, but as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. In our application to our Advent Lord, we sing instead, Lord, because you love me in Christ, because you love me, Christ, I know and trust that you will continue to let it snow forgiveness into my life, covering over my sin and guilt. David knew this. He wrote, let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Thinking ahead to Christmas, when we hear the name Jesus, doesn't joy and gladness fill our hearts? The name Christ fills our hearts with joy and gladness. Savior fills us with joy and gladness. It lifts the weight of sin and guilt off of us and frees us, restores us to celebrate, to be glad. At the beginning of Psalm 51, David began his psalm by asking God to be merciful to him. And the reason that he did that was because David knew that God is merciful. So relying in faith on the mercy of God, David, in his sin and guilt, acknowledged those, trusting in that mercy of God, and receiving, knowing that he had received that forgiveness from his God. Now in the verses right after our text, we find the words that we generally sing on Sunday after, right after the sermon. And we call it the offertory, the create in me. Create in me a new heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And uphold me with your free spirit. Do you know why we sing that immediately after the sermon? Because during the sermon it snowed forgiveness and covered over my sin and my guilt and my death. Am I ruining the things that I should not ruin in my life that are frightful? So the create in me is a response of joy, a response of celebration, because this gospel that I just heard in the sermon has enabled me now to speak in joy and gladness, to have that joyful heart. And that's in repentance in the broad sense. The second part is faith. And faith is celebration, isn't it? It's celebration of the forgiveness that I have in the absolution that I have for my sins in Christ, in the gospel proclamation that is affirmed and proclaimed in the sermon. So David wrote with a broken heart and a contrite sigh, cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. In guilt, David felt like his bones had been crushed, but now he was free to celebrate. Advent, as I mentioned, like Lent, is a penitential season. And so we look forward in repentance to that coming of the birth of our Savior, that celebration. His first advent, he came to redeem me and you and the world. He will come again. And here is where we have the tie between the Sundays of end time, which we just finished, and the Sundays of Advent, which we now have just entered. Jesus will return to gather his people to himself to enjoy the perfect eternal celebration as we are dressed in white at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And in the meantime, we say, Advent, Lord, let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow forgiveness. Amen.